you know, as much as we're going through the pain and the grief, we're also still holding on to hope, and we're also looking forward to meeting, in the case of Shifa, her husband and the kids, the children in Russia, their father. And as a family, luckily, we are also still hoping and holding on to the belief that someday and hopefully soon we're going to meet and reunite with you guys.
But given the time period that has elapsed, it's now almost a year. Are you still really hopeful that he might be still alive someplace out there?
Yeah, definitely. We still hold on to hope. We have had testimony of people who are abducted by the same regime, by the same security agencies, who are abducted for close to 8 months, and nobody knew where they were, but they are still with us today. Eventually, they were released. And so we do believe that God can still do it, even with the time. We hold on to that belief. And having said that, I must underscore the fact that as a family, nothing has registered as far as the possibility of him having been killed or something like that happening internally. And so we still hold on to hope.
What's your message to Itai's abductors?
To the people who are responsible, the perpetrators, I just want to remind them that there is a God who's watching, and I would implore them that for the wrath of God actually unleashed over their lives, they do what is noble and honorable, which is what? Releasing Itai